Our story today is titled, Out of the Silence, a Song. Beautiful beyond words was the world that God had made. But with all its beauty, it was a silent and an empty world. As the morning dawned on the fifth day, there was not a sound to be heard anywhere, save the sighing of the wind in the trees and the gentle splashing of waves upon the beaches. No lion roared, no elephant trumped in the forest glades. Not even one little frog croaked in the fern-covered pools. Not a dog barked, not a coyote howled, nor a crow cawed, nor was there any sound of human voice. No shout of a little boy, no laughter of a little girl. How quiet it must have been. But God didn't want an empty world or a silent world. He was making it to be inhabited. All his great preparations of the first day, the second day, the third day, and the fourth day were to make ready a home for the multitude of living creatures. So now, as the sun shines warm and bright upon the lovely flower-covered countryside and the deep blue sea below, God moves into action again. And God said, let the water spring forth abundantly, the moving creature that has life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. What a day that was! What a wonderful day! Don't you wish you really could have been there? I do. I would have loved to see God made the first goldfish, the first silver salmon, and sent the first great whale surging through the sea like a giant submarine. I am sure he enjoyed himself making all those fish. But how did he think of so many different kinds? There was the big fat porpoise and the little brown trout, the marvelous blue sailfish and the tiny little minnow, the sunfish, the starfish, the swordfish, and the cuttlefish, the crabs and the shrimps, the lobsters and the eels. I cannot begin to think of them all, but God thought of them all. He designed them and made them all in one day, all different, all with the power to live and move and breathe underwater. How wonderful is our Creator! How we should honor Him and adore Him! But making 1,000 varieties of fish all at once was not enough. On this selfsame day, He made the birds also. His marvelous mind planning the wind spread of the eagle, the glorious plumage of the peacock, the gay colors of the parrot, the mimicking skill of the mockingbird, and the radiant outfit of the bat. Look, just look at them. What a marvelous sight! Hundreds and thousands of birds of every size and shape and hues raising from the earth, flapping their wings, swooping up and down, hither and yon, in the first full joy of living. And what is that? The silence is broken at last. From everywhere comes the sound of singing. The birds are singing. The air is filled with their lovely songs. From far up in the blue comes the sweet lilt of the skylark. From deep in the forest, the lovely song of the nightingale and the gay trill of a canary. Nearby, sparrows are tweeting, doves are cooing, and cockatoos meadowlarks, killdeers, and whippoorwills give forth their merry songs in praise to him who made them. What wonderful harmony! And the evening and the morning were the fifth day.